Happy 1 year, everybody. It's officially the 1 year anniversary of the reboot of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with me and Mr. Steele, wrote in my co-host. Thank you for being along for this last year's ride. We're just getting warmed up with the fantasy takes. And that includes today's episode with a dive into a bunch of hot injury news from around the NHL that's going to impact your squad. We're continuing our countdowns of the top underrated players as well, hitting the center position and big time bets, baby. Thank you for joining us. Let's get this money.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to your source for fantasy hockey and degenerate gambling breakdowns, everybody. It's the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. Happy Friday. We made it another week, another busy week in the NHL that Steele and I are going to unwrap for you in a hot minute with all the top injury news. We're going to get to the center position for our underrated top three in the league. Big time bet. Steele, it's a loaded Friday board. I'm pretty fired up as always, but a juicy slate of games for Friday. Also, thank you for making us your first listen every single day. We see and appreciate that love. And we are also fired up about our new sponsorship with FanDuel. This episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. Steele, let's get started on another banger of an episode. Happy Friday, my friend. Appreciate it. Going a little earlier today. We got to get this news in. Senators, Talbot, Delta Blow, Goss Despair, 4 to 6 weeks. Tristan Jarry out again. Frederick Anderson out again. Cale Makar returns. Where do you want to go? There's a lot to talk about before we get to the centers and bets.
Yeah, I think we just might as well start with the injuries in Cam Talbot, probably, because that happened last night for the Ottawa Senators. I believe it was in the second period. He looks over to the ref and gives him a little nod, like, hey, I'm done. I got to get out of here. And he walks down the tunnel and doesn't look back. News comes out that he's not returning to the roster or the lineup until after the All-Star break. So probably minimum 2 weeks of what I'm looking at. So this is a great time to stream backup Anton Forsberg. He's going to be getting a ton of looks right now. So that's my take on Cam Talbot. And obviously the bigger news, maybe Tristan Jarry of the Pittsburgh Penguins is out for 2 to 3 weeks already, comes back, plays a few games, and then goes back to another injury. And now he's out for, again, after the All-Star break. He's not going to be back for their next two games before that break. And, again, this is just a good time to stream guys like Casey DeSmith or even Dustin Tokarski, who's coming into backup and could, you know, push DeSmith out of that starting crease as well. So some bad injury news for the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Ottawa Senators.
Speaking of DeSmith, 7-9-3, NHL career high 3.34 goals against. He hasn't exactly been solid, so keep your eye on that situation because the Pittsburgh Penguins cannot afford to lose many more games. This has been a very streaky team this year, Steele, and they really needed Jarry to stay healthy. This is a tough blow, a guy who was already hurt and having a great season. You and I have talked a lot about how, you know, we're going to talk about underrated centers. Talk about an underrated goaltender in Tristan Jarry, who's been lights out over the last two seasons. 16-5-5 with a 2.65 goals against. And a stellar 921 save percentage. This is going to obviously hurt the Pittsburgh Penguins here in a very crucial stretch of the season. And like you said, Steele, it's going to hurt people's fantasy squads. Go ahead and take a look at Tokarski. You might have to get creative. Stay tuned for Monday's waiver wire episodes. But Steele, also very quickly, Cam Talbot, this Ottawa Senators team cannot catch a break. If you had Cam Talbot too, and even some deeper formats, 11-13-1 this year, 2.95 goals against and a 903 save percentage. Pretty good considering how bad the Ottawa Senators have been. I know you like Cam Talbot as a goaltender, and this is just another blow for this Sens team and fantasy owners. Again, Monday's episodes, Monday waiver wire is big time for goaltending owners, especially with Freddie Anderson now out again.
Yeah, and, you know, I actually have Cam Talbot. He went on the IR immediately when the injury news came out, and I also went on to the waiver wire and picked up a guy like Sam Montembeau. A guy who's really gotten the crease so far over the last 2-3 weeks, the stretches of games for the Montreal Canadiens. They might not be winning games, but the save percentage and the goals against average, he's been lights out for the Montreal Canadiens. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, who you've talked about. Again, Casey DeSmith.
Good targets.
You know, Frederik Andersen is day-to-day. We don't know the extent of his injury. So
yeah.
Guys like Antti Raanta as well. Sam Montembeau, Jake Allen. I believe even Kochetkov. Again, we don't know the extent of that injury. So if he is out for a little bit longer than day-to-day, if he's more on a weekly basis, Kochetkov gets called back up, and who knows, you can stream him again. I think I did see as well that Eric Comrie of the Buffalo Sabres might be back as well. So now you have three different options of the Buffalo Sabres to kind of work within and see who's going to be getting the starting crease every single night. So make sure you're keeping an eye on the Buffalo Sabres goalies as well.
It's just that time of year where you can't afford to miss a single opportunity. A body in there is better than no points at all from your goaltending situation. Those are a bunch of big-name goalies. You know, obviously, Jari and Andersen. All of them, all three of those goalies that we mentioned, though, Steele, dealing with injuries all season long on a couple of fronts. So these goaltenders are banged up, and I think you and I have mentioned goals being up in general, goalies' percentages down. All these injuries. I don't know what's going on with the goaltending crease this year, but some interesting things unfolding. And very quickly, before we get to the top three underrated centermen in the fantasy game and big-time bets to wrap it up, Cale Makar's back in the lineup, Steele, after a four-game absence, right at an opportune time that, you know, this – say what you will about the overall schedule upcoming for the Colorado Avalanche – they have been a lot better, and now Cale Makar in the fold. They're sitting in third place in this Central Division, Steele. This guy is such a stud. I don't even need to say it to anyone listening. You know what Cale Makar brings to the table. But I'll just throw this at you, Steele, how important he is to this team. He leads the league in ice time per game at 27-plus minutes. This guy is just such a beast, and this is a big-time add to this lineup that's been banged up all year.
Yeah, and that's what that's what you're able to do when you're 22, 23 years old and you're an absolute stud in the NHL on the blue line.
Truth.
You get the minutes and you prove others why you deserve the minutes as well. He's such an offensive threat, great defensively. He can throw the body every now and again. So it's good to see him back in the lineup and sort of get the Colorado Avalanche a little bit healthier than they've been all season long. You don't want to miss a guy like Cale Makar in the lineup. And, you know, just before we go over to break, and, you know, top three centermen, we do have to mention as well, Shane Gostisbehere.
Thank you.
Out for the next 4 to 6 weeks with an upper body injury. That is a big loss for the Arizona Coyotes. Obviously, their season's already written on the wall. It was over. They're going to be a bottom five team.
Two and eight in their last 10 as well.
Not playing great. And this is just another big loss for them. A defensive player that is really an offensive-minded player as well. Nine goals, 29 points on the season. It seems like it was like every three games he scores, he gets on the score sheet and scores a goal for the Coyotes. Same way with Jakob Chychrun as well, who's an offensive threat. Both having good years. So, you know, definitely not great for the Arizona Coyotes to lose him, but maybe this, again, you lose him for the next 4 to 6 weeks, you lose more and more games, you get a better percentage, a better odd at, you know, maybe acquiring that number one overall pick.
We're going to have to start talking about that more and more because this Connor Bedard kid continues to do special things in junior. Steel. Man, this is getting exciting.
Incredible. He's incredible.
We'll do a little bit of that Bedard content. I know you mentioned it a couple of weeks ago when you went solo, but yeah, this is getting interesting. Very good point. This just really hurts this Arizona Coyotes team. He's having such a good year, kind of. What, his second good season with Arizona? Like, he's had a couple of good years now down in the desert, right? Is that what you and I have talked about?
A few good seasons. He had a couple of good seasons with the Philadelphia Flyers as well before he moved to Arizona.
51 points last year for Arizona. That's what I thought, yeah. Anyway, huge, huge blow to a team that's struggling to even put points and wins on the board at all. But it is another hole that you're going to have to fill. This guy was getting it done. And aside from goaltenders, defensemen who score points like Gostisbehere over the last couple of years, very hard to replace. So you're going to have to get creative. Again, stay tuned for Monday's waiver wire special. Steele's going to have a whole boatload of D-men to maybe fill a plug for Gostisbehere. Today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel. We are hyped up and excited for our new betting partner for Locked On because they're the number one sports book in America, FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. New customers, join today to get $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spread to player props. Steele and I love the player props these days, so make sure you're checking out the bets. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Lots of good hockey coming up, people. Make sure you head over to FanDuel and make some bets. The app, it's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So, football fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet and get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on your favorite podcast platforms, including YouTube. So make sure you go hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. We appreciate all the love and all the support that our listeners show us every single day. So thank you so much for that support. And we're going to get over to the top three underrated centermen in the NHL right now, cutting it down to three instead of top five. Because, you know, we had to talk about those injuries in the first segment of this episode. Lots going on for today and this weekend as well. So we're cutting it down to the top three underrated centermen in the league. And Flip, I'd like you to start us off first. I'd like to see where
you're
going.
Are you a little gun shy after the last couple
of lists? That's okay, Steele.
Hey, these are not exactly easy. And, you know, they're subjective lists. But I think the main takeaway and the main point of doing them is really just highlighting players that aren't named McDavid, McKinnon, and the ones that get all of the media and social media love. Because a guy like me, for Roope Hintz, no one talks about Roope Hintz. No one talks about some of these smaller market teams, top guys. Roope Hintz over the last 2 years has been absolutely stellar. And I know I got some hate for talking about Joe Pavelski the other day, but the fact remains, this line has been one of the top five, top 10 in the league in production over the last 2 years. And a big part of it has been Roope Hintz. This guy can create. He's a good skater. How about 215 points over his career, over 281 games. That's solid for a guy who's only 26 years old, Steele. Selke, top 20. Lady Bing, top 6 the other year ago. 37 goals last year? This guy is very much underrated, and this is a tough list, but Roope Hintz makes it for me in the top five for sure.
All right, I see how it is. I can't talk about Joe Pavelski, but you can talk about Roope Hintz being a top line. I get it. You know what?
Joe Pavelski's a Hall of Famer, man. No one talks about Roope Hintz.
Joe Pavelski, 38 years old, still getting it done. Very underrated for his age. I looked in the dictionary the other. You know, I looked in the dictionary last night. I read up on the term underrated. I think I know what we're at right now.
Okay.
Hopefully this is the right pick. I think he's very underplayed, and he's proving it this season so far. Filip Hedl of the New York Rangers has been great.
Whoa.
Sometimes I forget that he's only 23 years old. I'm older than Filip Hedl, and that's very crazy to think about. But 28 points in 40 games. He's a plus 14 on the season, and he's done all of this despite missing 8 games on the season, playing less than 14 minutes on average every single night. And he's playing with Alexi Lafreniere and Kaapo Kakko, who just aren't getting it done at the NHL level right now. So the fact that he's producing with those guys that aren't really helping him right now is really great to see. Again, he's only 23 years old, so he's going to continue to get better and better and better. I think he's a very underrated centerman who plays less than 14 minutes a game. And he's only rostered at 9% or 12% on Yahoo Fantasy Leagues, 9% on ESPN. I think that percentage should be up to at least 30%. He's one of those depth guys that you could that are draftable in the last few rounds or off the waiver wire, but definitely should be above 25%.
I think what intrigues me the most with this player is exactly what you said. I don't even think he's close to being fully comfortable in scratching the surface of his ability in the NHL. Your lists are all over the map here, Steele, but this is a good one. He's just very down the board for me. I feel like there's a lot other guys that could be in the top three, but at plus 14, you know, I'm all over these plus minus these days. 87 shots on net this year. Pretty good numbers. You mentioned him being out for a couple of games as well. Let's see what he can do in this second half, and we'll revisit this conversation, because my other two guys for me are in a whole other realm. And yes, again, dedicated hockey circles, they know about Nico Hischier. But I think a lot of the league and a lot of general fans in general, that didn't really sound good, but you know what I'm getting at. This is a really solid two-way player, a leader on and off the ice. He's very quiet. Again, in a small market, that's when I look at some of these smaller market guys that are very quiet, that just don't get any love, in my opinion, Steele. And when I look at how good he's been this season, 21 goals, 25 assists, 145 shots on net, 5 game-winning goals. He's winning faceoffs at 55%. He chips in with some hits, believe it or not. A couple block shots here and there. I love the captain of the New Jersey Devils. I think he's a big reason why this team has turned it around in a big way. Yes. Jack Hughes and others as well. Nico Hischier doesn't get nearly enough love as he deserves. Very much underrated, in my opinion, and a very good young player.
Look, that was the big takeaway for both of us in the offseason. Are the New Jersey Devils going to be a legit team if both Hischier and Jack Hughes can stay healthy? They've been able to stay healthy this year, and that's why they've had a ton of success. Obviously, Vitek Vanacek has been great. Dougie Hamilton has had a resurgent this year as well. A lot of other, you know, guys on the blue line and depth forwards that have taken over for them, but it's really been Hischier and Jack Hughes that have been absolutely great so far this season. I might, you know, I might be copping out with this pick, but
here we go.
You know, I know you love this guy a lot, and I had to take a pick. I had to take a look at him for second center as well. But Carter Verhaeghe, I know he has a dual eligibility, center, left winger. He's more of a left.
He plays a lot of the wing too. Yeah, but
he plays a lot of the left wing, but gotta show some love to Carter Verhaeghe. And I didn't really want to believe in his goal scoring ability, but it's proven right now. It is proving this year. First year in the league, he had 9 goals. Second year in the league, 18 goals. Third year, 24 goals. And currently this year, he has 24 goals, 25 goals actually, and on pace to get probably 35, maybe even 40. The goal scoring ability for Carter Verhaeghe is there. I didn't want to believe it. I'm looking at where he was drafted in, you know, the fantasy leagues that I was in.
Oh,
he was drafted 14th round, 16th round, 13th round. That is way too late for a guy like Carter Verhaeghe, who's really just stepping up into the spotlight right now for me. 54 points last year in 78 contests. He currently has 41 points in 49 games this year. I think he's going to blow that career high out of the park again. Like I talked about with a couple of guys on the, you know, the last couple of episodes for the top 5 groups, underrated groups. Carter Verhaeghe, man, I know you're a big fan of him. Anytime goal scorer, first time goal scorer, he's nailed a couple of those bets for you as well. But he has been great this year.
He has been great, Steele. Shout out to a solid OHL program churning out good NHLers, the Niagara Ice Dog program. Another good Niagara Ice Dog. Some big studs in the NHL right now coming out of that program. And Carter Verhaeghe would have been in my top 5 for sure. He would have been 5 or 4. But when I explain my first guy, you'll really understand. And you might even have him at number 1. Was Verhaeghe your 2, right?
Verhaeghe was my number 2.
I think we might actually, I've said this the last 3 times, and we have totally different firsts. I think we might actually have the same first, but yours has been so off that I don't even know. Carter Verhaeghe, high on this player. I think, again, though, not a big market in Florida there. Doesn't get enough attention. Not the big flashy guy. Very effective. Very talented. Good hands and a very good shot. Speaking of a very good shot and underrated, not in a small market, though. Mika Zibanejad. Mika Zibanejad doesn't get nearly enough love, general, public-wise, Steele. This guy is an absolute beautician stud. I'm going to let you have yours in a sec, but how do you not love this? How do you not love this player? 413 points in 452 games played. No one talks about Mika Zibanejad in the general news. No one's giving this guy love. He is so good. He even plays some penalty kill. He plays power play. And what impresses me the most about this guy and why I have him as the most underrated, he's like a ninja. He's a silent assassin. Have you ever heard this guy even say anything in the media other than, yes, sir, thank you, sir? This guy is legit. He's the prototypical leader on and off the ice. And this guy doesn't get nearly enough love, in my opinion. It might not be a good one, but I'm really loving Mika Zibanejad's game this year and the past 7 seasons. So,
yeah,
love this player.
This is going to be the one that I have to disagree with you on. I think he's properly rated. I think there's times where he showcases his skill set and then gets a little bit streaky and off his
– very streaky. I'll agree with you there. For sure he's streaky.
I'm going to have to disagree with the Mika Zibanejad take. I do love him. He's a very skilled player, but I think he's properly rated. You know, you go – what you said at the beginning of the episode, we can't be talking about the Nathan McKinnon, Connor McDavid types of. I know he's not in that tier with them, but he is a top.
I don't even think he's close. He's not even close to that tier. But yeah, I hear you. He's 13th in the league, by the way, at the center position in points.
I know for a fact I nailed this one on the head. The most underrated center in the league is my boy Joel Eriksson Ek of the Minnesota Wild. He is the number one underrated center. I was, again, looking at where people have drafted him, drafted anywhere between 170th and 190th overall in fantasy leagues, which is way too deep. 39 points in 46 games, and he's just so versatile. You talk about Zibanejad being on the penalty kill and power play. Joel Eriksson Ek's on the first power play unit. 15 power
shots, too.
15 power play points this season. He's on the first penalty kill unit. 3 shorthanded points this season as well. He shoots the puck a ton. He blocks, he hits. Versatile player, and he's playing the most hockey that he has ever played in his life. He's just under 20 minutes on average ice time this year. He's crushing it. Again, he jumps up and down the lineup. He's now second line center. He's, you know, for the longest time, he was third line center. He's getting more ice time. He's so versatile. He is the top underrated center in the NHL right now.
I think you did nail that one, Steele. And as much as we're not going to see eye to eye on the underratedness of Mika Zibanejad, I can agree with this one. And he just fills out almost every single category. Like, also, our boy Michael Amato from the Fantasy Guru from Sportsnet absolutely loves this player and regularly tweets about him. He gets so many shots on net, too, and he makes the most. I think what impresses me the most with him this season is you mentioned it. He's making the absolute most out of the increase in minutes, and now he's really proving his worth for that Minnesota Wild team. Let's get to some bets, pal. Take us away.
Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget we are free and available on your favorite podcast platforms, including YouTube. So make sure you hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. We appreciate all the love and all the support. And hopefully we're returning the favor with these big-time bets where the money is made. I know Flip has been doing you guys a solid out there. He's been on a heater. Me, not so much. I've been ice cold in the freezer the last week, it seems like. So you know what? I'll just throw it over to you, Flip. Take it away. Take this. I don't even know. My brain is just all jumbled right now because of how bad of a week it's been betting-wise for me.
No worries, brother. And yeah, it's been a better week for me too. A little up and down as well. But let me just hit you with my first pick and I'll explain it like this. I really always take the angle of players in contract years, especially unrestricted free agents, to have good seasons. It's not exactly a hot take or a new one. It makes sense. Players want to prove in their big time money year, especially guys in and around that 26 year number, right in the prime of their careers. Dylan Larkin, a big-time player who's dealt with some injury steel, but I really like this guy's game, and he's proving his worth this year as a young captain for the Detroit Red Wings. 42 points in 45 games. Like I said, unrestricted free agent coming up. I think it's a big second half coming on for Dylan Larkin, and some of the Detroit Red Wings top six are getting healthy and putting up some points. Not getting wins, but still putting up points. Dylan Larkin, anytime point in his last – hold on – hang with me here, Steele. You know me and the numbers. In his last 5 games, he has 3 points. I'm liking the anytime point. Playing against a team, you know, I say what you will about the Islanders at the start of the season. They're not playing good. I like the Red Wings in this spot as well. Not going to bet on them, though, Steele. Dylan Larkin in his career against the New York Islanders, before I shut my mouth, 16 points in 18 games. I like the Dylan Larkin angle tonight, anytime point. Good night for a parlay with my picks.
I like the pick. I can't even stress enough how disappointing the Islanders have been the last 10 games. Like Ilya Sorokin and Semyon Varlamov and even their blue line is just doing everything possible. But I tweeted this the other day. 13 out of their last 15 games, the Islanders have scored 2 or less goals. Like, how are you going to win games when your goalies are playing out of their mind and you can't even score a goal?
I think actually you and I talked at length in the offseason about teams that needed to make a move.
Islanders needed Goudreau. Islanders needed
Nas. They needed a player like that to bring some edge and some, you know, offensive talent. And now look, you're so right. They can't score at all.
What's your other pick? They need a superstar alongside Barzal. I'm just going to list off all 3 and please I'm keeping it safe. I'm doing a 3-team parlay. I'm keeping it safe with these picks because it has been a rough week.
You sound dejected. It's okay, pal. Hang with us.
First pick of the night, Maple Leafs on the money line, -233. You're not going to get great odds with this pick, but that's why I'm parlaying 3 of them together. Maple Leafs money line, -233 against the Ottawa Senators. Maple Leafs have had some really big wins that last week. So I like where they're at. Hurricanes money line -275 against the San Jose Sharks. Okay. Parlaying those two teams together should bring it to juice up the odds just a little bit. And then parlay it with my final pick, Devils and Stars under 6 goals at +100. I might tee it up to under 6.5. But the last six of the last 7 games between these two teams have gone under the number. So I'm keeping a little bit safe with this one. The third pick a little bit spicier than the first two, but parlay them together, you should get some better odds.
I'm also making a parlay with my picks, but I will be betting them individually as well. There's just not a lot of value with my lock pick, but I know you're going to like it. My second one, Steele, I'm going to go back and do a little bit of digging, but I've been hitting almost every single one of my over-under bets. If it's the only one I hit in a night, it's going to be an over-under. LA Kings go into the Florida Panthers, and the recent trends are really pointing in the direction of an over bet here. I got to go with the over 6.5. You know what I'm doing here, Steele.
Yep.
5 of the last 5 games at home for the Panthers, over the number. 5 of their last overall, over the number, 5 straight. 6 of the last 7 trips, LA again into Florida, over the number. Florida lets in a lot of goals. LA scores a lot of goals and has been allowing some as well. This just feels like an over. Give me the over 6.5 and getting good money right now, Steele. -130, that's a good odd. Lock of the night, though. And the Sens boys who were on the show, shout out to Pilsy and Ross. They're not going to like what's coming for them on Friday night, Steele, here. I don't think they're going to have anything going for them against this Toronto Maple Leafs team. Toronto Maple Leafs, big-time victory over the Rangers the other night. Yep. A nice victory in overtime. Was it overtime? Mitchie scored in overtime,
Mitchie.
Right? 6-0 in their last 6 at home, Toronto. 4-1 in their last 5. And against the Ottawa Senators at home, 6 straight victories for the Buds. Give me the Buds on the money line. -220 is laying a lot right now, Steele. But like you said, into a parlay. Thank us later. Leafs bang out. I thought about the puck line, but Ottawa might be up for it. Talbot being out is another blow. This team just can't stay above water. Leafs bang out.
Yeah, Senators just don't have any luck right now. We're Toronto fans, but we are fans of the Ottawa Senators and what they did in the offseason and the direction they're moving. Yep. But again, you just can't deny all the injuries and struggles they've been through this year. And the Maple Leafs are firing on all cylinders. So Maple Leafs money line, Hurricanes money line, and the lock of the night, Devils and Stars under 6 goals. Parlay them together. Spice up your odds a little bit. And thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Again, available Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time. You don't want to miss out on all the hot content, especially Flip's picks, because he has been on a heater this week.
You just jinxed me.
Let's do it into the weekend. Thank you so much again for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there. Have a great weekend as well. And we shall see you back here again on Monday.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Peace.